Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi and welcome everyone. You're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Today is a bit of a sad day, really, because it's the last Sunday show of the year. It's going to be Christmas next week, so we won't be doing the show. But I know the show is scheduled to start right back at the beginning of the new year. But never mind, there will be shows during Christmas, so keep your eyes out for the advertisement. I know that there's one scheduled for, I think it's the 29th. So that's going to be a good show. I'm sure that's going to be with two guests. One with Matthew James. I know that Matthew James is a regular to the show, and he's an absolutely fantastic worker. But let's get on with today's show. I know when I first came over to this network on Blog Talk Radio, I had a special guest with me then for the first ever show. And I thought, what a better way to end my shows than with the first guest. And I know that we've labeled this as the Christmas Cracker. Because, you know, she is absolutely a cracking ambassador for the spirit world. And this is Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. That's very kind of you.
Well, Beth, you know, it was an absolutely amazing first show. And I suppose it set the standard, really, for what was to come next. And, you know, the standard was very high of that day. And, you know, it's continued on from there on. You know, I think that it's been an amazing journey. You know, the show have grown and grown and grown like I couldn't even imagine. You know, I thought it was going to be, you know, just a few callers now and again. There would be lots of chatting. But believe you me, there was no chatting. There hasn't been any chatting much, just maybe the first 10 minutes. But there's been callers after callers after callers. And I must say thank you to you. For setting that standard right at the very beginning.
Oh, that's lovely of you to say that, Mike. And I tell you what, your show is going from strength to strength. And when you were saying at the beginning, oh, it's quite a sad day today because it's the last show of the year, you know what? I was thinking it's a really happy day because what an achievement that you've gone from strength to strength and you've brought this show so much validation, wonderful messages from the spirit world. You've got a huge following, Mike. And I tell you what, it's really, really well deserved. So a super achievement that you've come to the end of the year and that you can sit back on Christmas Day and enjoy it and then go into the new year, you know, all sort of refreshed and ready for all the new challenges and all the new excitement that you know, your show is going to bring, because I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So well done, you know, for sticking with it and building it up and having great guests, you know, that keep everybody interested every week. So well done to you for your big achievement.
Well, thank you very much. But, you know, as I say each and every week, it is only down to having good guests that makes the show exactly what it is, you know. You are right, it's growing, you know, and I know a couple of weeks ago, me and the producer here, Robert, was talking about the statistics of the show, and, you know, it's absolutely amazing to see of how far the show have grown, particularly from day one, even though that, you know, that's not really accurate, mind saying, from day one, but from day one on here on Blog Talk Radio. But as you know, Beth, that you know, I was on a different network before, and I thought you couldn't get much bigger than that. But, you know, coming over to Blog Talk Radio, wow, it's blown my socks off. It really has. It's been an amazing journey. It's been fantastic. You know, I remember on the other show that I used to speak to you quite regular and say, Beth, I need a new guest. But I haven't done that lately.
No, because you know what? People are coming to you because you've got a good reputation, which is well deserved, yeah. You know, and you've had some super guests on your show. And may it go from strength to strength, because I think you're going to get even more guests next year. And I just think there's going to be something next year for you, which is a little twist, you know, on it, that's going to really, really expand the show. I think there's something else. I'm just looking psychically for you now, Mike. I think something's going to step in, you know, and it's going to expand even bigger. And, you know, I'm excited for you because I know from when you've talked to me about your statistics for this show, it gets bigger and bigger. And the figures that you told me most recently, I was absolutely astounded. It was quite jaw-dropping when you told me how many listeners you have and how many callers you get, you know. And I was quite proud, actually, because I thought, well, that is wonderful that this is happening for such a nice guy who is a very credible medium. I've worked with you on, you know, radio shows, and I've worked with you in person, and you're professional, and that professionalism shines through week after week. And yeah, I think TV stuff is coming in for you, not just radio. And I really want you to be a household name, and I think that's coming up for you next year, Mike. So,
well, I hope
you heard it here first.
Well, you know, Beth, you know, I have done a pilot show on TV, you know, that's and sadly still in the process of being edited and everything else. But I know that it's going to be done. I know it's been a very busy time, but I know that we might be doing internet TV as well soon, right here on MikeSpirit.fm. So, you know, keep a lookout for that. That'll be interesting. I'm really looking forward to it, of when we can pull it all together. But as I said, you know, it's such a busy time at the moment. It's just, it's growing, you know, and it's developing. And I think that's the wonderful thing about what we can do, you know. And you spoke earlier on about doing a demonstration together. Now, that was an absolutely fantastic evening. Nice to come up and meet you in person as well. And to work alongside with you as well. It was an absolutely amazing experience, I must be honest.
I know, it really was good because we worked really well together on the radio, but we also worked really well together in person. And all the mediums that night, we all kind of gelled together. And on my Facebook page, which is Elizabeth Lee Crowther, if anybody wants to go into the photographs, I did somebody took some photographs and I put them on there and I labelled us the psychic gang, you know, because it was what it was, you know, we all pulled together and it was fantastic working with you. And I know some of the evidence that I witnessed that night that you gave to the audience was just second to none. You know, people were just flabbergasted, really, which is wonderful. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Evidence, giving clear, accurate evidence, exactly. You know, to people that want to link in to those loved ones in spirit.
The only criticism I could say from that night, Elizabeth, was you didn't get a good side of me on the photographs, though.
Oh, what you like. You look lovely on the photographs. And funny you should say that, because when you were talking about this TV internet project that you've got going on, I thought, oh, if you do ask me on, I'll have to get a webcam. And just being a typical woman, I was thinking, oh, I'll have to make sure I've got my hair done and all my makeup on, you know, in case that happens. I don't want to, you know, come on there looking any less than my best, and that's a little bit vain, isn't it? So you have to excuse me for that one.
You have to be at your best because, you know, you are at your best when you're working. And, you know, I always say it doesn't matter about the exterior, does it? You know, it's about what we give inside.
Of course, you know, and you've got to be doing this job for the right reasons. And I think if you're doing it genuinely, and your ethic of work is that you want to help people and you want to improve their lives and give them some comfort, then I believe that spirit will help you and accelerate you. I've seen lots of mediums fall down when their ethic really is just all about the money. And I'm not saying that we don't all have to put bread on the table. Of course we do. But really our motivation should be that we want to really improve and help and guide somebody to make their life better. Sometimes we have to carry people through an awfully bad time, whether that's because of an emotional loss or a financial hurdle, or they just feel depressed or whatever, and we have to be there for people. And sometimes we work all the hours God sends us, and sometimes we might still be working till 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning, you know. But if that is your ethic, then you're on the right path and you will be helped spiritually. That's my personal view anyway.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. And you know, it's growing, isn't it? You know, and the whole thing of growing is that we come a part of it. I believe that all the people that comes and works on Mike Spirit FM, that we are like a team. And, you know, even though that we might not be living in the same area, you know, we can always call upon each other as a team and work together. And I believe that each and every one of my guests throughout this year, I like to label them as you know, a part of my team.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes I think it's a little bit more than that. We've just become really great friends. And I know this year I've found some very good and solid friends doing this work, you know, that are in the spiritual-minded community, if you like. And I wouldn't change that at all. And I think what's wonderful is that when you work in this way, you do need to have friends who are like-minded because they're on your wavelength. You know, I know I've got lots of friends who really, they accept what I do, but I don't think they always understand it, especially with my animal communication work, because it is something quite tricky sometimes to get your head round that you could communicate with a living animal to help diagnose problems, health issues, behaviour issues and so forth. So it's lovely that we can all work together. And you know, it's the old saying of I scratch your back and you scratch mine, and we'll all help each other out, which that's the way it should be in my book.
Most definitely, most definitely. And you know, Beth, I want to pick up on something there about the animal communication. Because I know that you know, you've communicated with my little Marley, saying little, he's not so little anymore, but you know, about my little Marley, you know, I love my dog Dealey, you know, I love him to bits, but he has been so unwell lately, Beth. It's been unbelievable.
Oh, sorry back to hear that.
Week after week after week. But he's okay now.
He's back. That's good. That's
back
good.
To bouncy self, and I think it's my own fault of what I've done that made him ill. I take full responsibility for that, because you know, as you do, you try and help your dogs, and particularly at the time of the year, you try and put flea treatment on them, and you know, make sure that they are healthy. And I did do just that.
Do you know what I picked up before you say anything else? That he felt very like toxic, and I felt that there was some problem where his liver was working really hard to get rid of things in his body that shouldn't be there, and that, like, he'd ingested something that he shouldn't be eating, you know, because he was giving me a very sort of upset stomach feel, and I was just looking and thinking, oh, his liver's having to work very hard at the moment. You're only doing what you can do with your best of intention, but we learn from it, don't we?
Oh, most definitely. I've learned from it, you know, a big time. But as I said, you know, I put some flea treatment on him to you know, try and, you know, be a good dog owner to him. And my mate, as you know, that has the dog, especially if I'm working away, he put a flea collar on him. And without realizing that he had done that, I had done mine, it caused an allergic reaction on his skin. And
oh, dear.
He was biting, you know, because there's so much of this stuff in his body. He was biting, and he was red raw underneath his chin, all on his paws, all the four paws. His ears were all infected, and I woke up one Saturday morning, and he was sat by the wash machine, and he was just looking at me. And I thought to myself, what's the matter with him? He's not normally like that. He had his paw up enough to see, you know. So he turned his head. And as he turned his head, his ear flopped back, and I could see his ear was all gunky and disgusting. And it's like as if he told me, I'm not well. So he took him straight to the vets. They give him an injection to, you know, some antibiotics injection, and he was on steroids as well, steroid tablets, antibiotic tablets, and some ear drops, and, you know, Beth, within a couple of days, he's back to his normal self.
What a relief, you know, but it just shows you, though, what chemicals that, you know, is in these products, that we do have to be really, really careful. And I know you need to deflea your dog, but sometimes, you know, just keeping your eye on them and going through with a flea comb and things like that, and not doing it too regularly, you know, with the flea treatment. I know it's difficult, but it just shows you. And I don't know if you've ever read the back of one of these packets, and it says things like, keep away if you've got any fish or any aquatics because it can kill the fish, and don't let it get into your drain system, you know, with the water. And it makes you think, what on earth is in this? What chemicals are in this to cause such big problems that you have to handle it with such care? So it's quite a hazard. So, you know, I've very often have gone into the pet shop, picked one up for my little dog, read it on the back, and thought, you know what, I'm going to put it back. I'm going to look for something else, you know. So it's always best to use a natural product where necessary, you know, where you can, because, you know, there is so many kind of poisonous things that they put into these things that you do have to be so careful. And of course, if you've got a sensitive animal, they do react, not only, you know, with their skin, but the stomach. And he's licked and licked at his fur, and he's ingested that as well. But, you know, this is how we know next time to sometimes do things a bit differently.
Oh, very much so, you know, and I will be doing it differently from now on, you know, I really will. But, you know, that's then, you know, he's a lot better now. He's back to his usual self, bouncing around, waking me up 2 o'clock in the morning to go to the toilet. So I'd say Molly's back to his usual own little trick. So, no, he's doing fine, he's doing well. Which is great, you know. I'm really
well. I'm pleased to hear it, but I'm not pleased to hear he gets you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I might have to have a word with him about that, you know.
Sometimes it can be up to like 3 times a night, and I'm thinking, oh, Molly, please just let me sleep. But you know, he has to go to the loo, I suppose.
Well, no, you're right. He do. At least he tells you, and it's not just a little bit of a accident on the carpet. You know,
but. He kind of got out of that really, really early on, and that's the one thing I wasn't looking forward to about having the dog, you know, about training him and, you know, cleaning up after him and everything. But, you know, he picked it up so simple. It was unbelievable. I think he may have dirtied once, twice in the house, and that was it. Never ever. Absolutely fantastic. Beth, I want to ask you a question, and I've been waiting until we're live on air to ask you this. And, you know, it's putting you on the spot, really.
Go on, put me on the spot.
I'm going to put you on the spot because I want to invite you to a show that I've actually scheduled in for next year.
Okay.
It's a radio show, and it's going to be the first time I've announced it, really, on the radio. And I want you to be a part of it. And it's going to be on the
20th. Very exciting.
It is exciting. I'm actually quite excited about it. It's on the 21st of January. So that's a date for your diary. It's on a Saturday, Saturday evening for us. It's going to be around maybe 10 o'clock. So that would be in America, 5 Eastern Standard Time. And it's quite exciting because last Thursday, on my show, I know that I had a guest there, which is quite unusual for me to have a guest on a Thursday, as you know. But I had a guest, and I know that you know the gentleman really well. It's his name was Medium Wayne Isaacs.
Oh, yes, I know Wayne.
And Wayne done a TV show not so long ago, which was aired on TV. It's called The Third Eye Paranormal Investigations.
Right, and okay.
Thursday show. I've been in talks with the guy that organized it all from Third Eye Paranormal, and we've come together, and I think it would be a wonderful idea if we could do a radio show about spirit and spiritualism and about whether you believe or not. So it might be the skeptics and the believers.
Oh, that sounds really good fun.
Well, this is what I was thinking. This could be exciting. You know, so I was thinking, why don't I ask my friend and fellow co-worker, Elizabeth, to join me on that night?
You can count me in. I'd love to do it, Mike.
Okay, that's excellent, because, you know, it's, you know, it's going to go ahead, and that's for everyone listening to us as well. You know, it's a date for your diary, the 21st of January. Whether you believe or not believe, the phone lines will be open for everyone.
So we could have quite a nice meaty discussion about that, couldn't we? You know, and get everybody's opinions on it. And I know somebody who's on the fence, actually, who's written a really good book, who is a skeptic, but he's open to persuasion. You know, he might be a good person to ring in or to get involved also. So, it sounds just up my street.
Well, I think it's time now to start spreading the word on that. You know, skeptics and believers, I think that's what the show should be called. With, obviously, Third Eye Paranormal Investigations. Because I know that the gentleman that, that I've been speaking to is a non-believer, very much skeptic. So, I think I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually looking forward to hosting that show as well. So thank you very much for saying that you're going to come on, and you know, I look forward to that, and hope that lots of people will join us for that show.
Anytime, Mike, you know, you only have to ask and I'll be there. No worries.
Okay, well, I know that we need to go to short commercial break in a few seconds. I know that we got people online, so we're going to start taking some calls in just a few seconds. But before we open up the phone lines, let me tell you about the numbers that you need to call in if you want to call in to have a reading with myself or with Elizabeth Lee Crowther. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'll be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening live to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, whether you're listening in Blog Talk Radio, MikeSpirit.fm, or even on Newey in Spreaker. You are more than welcome, welcome to the show. My guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Elizabeth, are we ready to open up the phone lines?
Oh, I'd love to do some readings for some of your listeners, Mike.
Okay, well, I know that, first of all, that we have Jean online. Jean, are you there with us?
Hello, yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem, Jean. Can I ask you first where you're calling from?
I'm calling you from California.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was hoping, I know you don't have a direct line or anything, but I was hoping you'd be able to give me a message from my grandmother.
Okay. Beth, you ready to take this call?
Hello, Jean. Lovely to speak to you today.
You also. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, I will do my best to connect to your grandmother, and let me see if I can give you some information. The first thing that I pick up on, Jean, as I connect here, is that she keeps showing me her chest. And I feel that there was a lot of pains in her chest before she crossed over to the spirit world, okay? And I look and feel like there's fluid around the heart for this lady. Would you understand that, Jean?
No, not really. Nothing with the heart.
Okay. Where would that fit for you? Because I've got somebody connected to you in spirit who is giving me this information, and there was a heart problem, and it feels like a lot of pressure.
You know what? Maybe instead of my grandma, it might be my great-grandmother, because she did die from a heart attack. I just was not focusing on her in my mind.
Okay, well, we never know who's going to come through, and it's
right,
not just
right,
us as a medium that can kind of lead it in that way. We have to see what happens. Now, would you understand the name of Rose? Rose.
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, who's Rose?
It's actually me, because when I was little, I lived with my mom and all my aunts and my grandmother, and I always wanted to play Ring Around the Rosies, so much so that they started calling me Rosie.
Really? Because this lady...
Yeah, that's really wonderful.
She's calling you Rose, you see, instead of Jean, which is lovely. And would you also understand the name of Anne or Angela?
Anne, yes, I have a cousin who lived with us whose name is Anne.
Oh, because they're remembering Anne as well, okay. Now, did one of these ladies like to grow a lot of produce in the garden, like vegetables?
That would probably be one of my aunts.
Okay, because I've got somebody showing me that they like to grow lots of vegetables in the garden. They were quite proud that they would harvest those and cook them, you know, and cooking is a very big thing there, and very much a family orientated time where everybody piles around the table, you know. Now, they're also talking about somebody who's had trouble with their feet and their ankles. Who would have had swelling and problems?
That one's not coming to mind.
Well, they show me feet and ankles. It looks quite hot and quite swollen. And there's a mobility issue where somebody struggled to put one foot in front of the other, struggling to get from A to B.
Now, does that have to be someone who passed?
No, they can be talking about somebody who's still here.
Oh, because that might have to do with a couple of, well, probably like 6 months ago, I went through a period where I was dealing with blood clots, and it was both of my legs had swelled up, and I was definitely not mobile. It was a big deal just to go use the restroom.
Then they've watched this from the spirit world. And would you like, sort of like shuffling along? You couldn't actually pick your foot up. You were sort of shuffling to move.
Yeah, they were like tree trunks. My legs were so swollen.
Okay. They were showing me it's very red, very hot, very swollen. And they're sending healing for you because of that. They're also telling me that you need to have more confidence within yourself, because they're saying it was a real setback for you, and because of this you lost some confidence and self-esteem. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yeah, because I'm still not over it yet. I mean, I'm still struggling with it. I have to have a surgery coming up by the end of the month. I'm just waiting for a date for them to give me, so definitely.
Okay, well, what I get, I'm looking at my cards. I've got oracle cards that I like to use. And I'm looking at the Archangel Michael cards by Doreen Virtue, if anybody's listening and they're wondering what I'm using. And what this says is, I've got the card that says, prayer will help with this situation and God is in charge. And I really feel that the message is, do not worry too much about this surgery that's coming up. It is needed for you, okay? You've got a lot of decisions, actually, that are coming up for you. They show me by the end of May 2012 that you feel a lot better and things move a lot further forward for you. They're also talking about going overseas and taking some plane journey, or somebody's coming overseas to visit you. Have you got that organised yet, Jean?
No, I don't.
Well, there is a visit that they show, and when you come off, just write it down, because they're predicting that there will be a visit, you see, but it's an overseas visit because somebody will have to get the plane, okay? To come and visit you. So it's not just your friend from up the road. This is a long distance visit. And would you have any connections to New Zealand?
I have a friend who lives in New Zealand.
Because they're telling me about New Zealand, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if that isn't where it is coming from, that your friend is going to hop on a plane and make a long-haul flight to come and see you, is that something that you would welcome?
As long as she didn't want to stay with me, I'd be fine with it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of places she could stay, but I think she's thinking about it, you know, for them to tell me about that. That is preparation for you. Now, are you actually in a relationship at the moment? Because I've just picked up the base chakra card for you, which is all about relationships, personal relationships.
No, not at all.
Okay, because this is to do with relationships coming up in the future.
Oh, that would be nice.
Okay, so I didn't know if you could hear me properly then. And they're showing me a name of either Stephen or Stuart. So when you get off this call, please write it down.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there is something about reading more books and getting books from the library, because there is a real interest for you. They show me in spiritual matters that actually it would be good for you to look into it in far more detail. There is also a card that I've just pulled for you that share your gifts. And they're telling me that you're very good at helping other people and talking to other people. There is new learning here I see attached to it. So I think it would be nice if you could get involved in doing it in some professional way. I don't know in your country whether you, in here in the UK, we have a service called the Samaritans, where if somebody is very depressed, they can phone the number and get like a counsellor or somebody to talk to them. And I just see that you would be a great sort of person to do that kind of work. Is this something you've ever considered, Jean?
No, I haven't considered doing anything like that. But I have considered going back to school to be licensed to be like a CNA or something of that nature.
Okay. What is a CNA? It's not something I'm familiar with.
Well, it's like right below a nursing degree.
Okay, so it's like a caring for other people.
Right.
Okay, well, anything like that, you would be very, very good. I've just picked the card up, which is Mother Healing, so you need to look at that. Mother Healing, I just see as Christmas comes up for you, is thinking about mother, thinking about mom, okay?
Uh-huh.
And mom is still here on earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're not showing me mom in spirit, you see. And it's something to do with you need to resolve something with mom. Do you understand that?
Yes, definitely.
Because I've got this lady just stepping forward now, tells me that she lost a lot of weight before she passed over to the spirit world, okay? And she's telling me to say to you, you need to try and resolve an issue where mom's concerned. I don't think things between you have been very good. Does that make sense?
Correct. Definitely.
So it's looking at Christmas to be used as almost like an excuse, if you like. You know, if you make a connection there and you approach her, Jean, even if it's just to say, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, you're the one who's been the bigger person and taken quite a big step, you know, and then nobody can never say to you that you didn't try.
Right.
We can only guide you. What you do about that is your choice. You've got your own free will, all right? But Spirit is saying if you could just try and hold out an olive branch there, you would be glad later on. You'd be glad later that you did that.
Okay
Jean. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Just maybe if you could tell me if, because of my health problems I've been having financial issues, so I'm worried about being able to keep the place that I've been renting. Do you see me being able to do that?
Okay, I'm just shuffling some cards and I'm going to have a look for you. talk to your angels, light and love has come out, study, and you said you'd like to go back. I think you're going to be doing something working with children, which is going to bring more money in. Now, you've got a card here that says the builder. Now, this can be to do with when you need work done on a property, and I see you in a property that needs to be finished off. There is something about some building that would have to be done in order for the building to be right before it was lived in. So I wouldn't be surprised if that isn't where you're here, where you're living now, if you don't need building work, then I will see that as somewhere that you will be going to inhabit, but it needs some work doing before you were able to go there, if that makes sense to you.
Well, my landlord was just here yesterday, and he's talking about his measuring to put in new counter space. Could that be it?
It could be, yeah, but it's usually, when you get this card, it's usually something quite constructive that requires, like, bricks and mortar, you know, some actual building work, you know, like building brickwork. So is there anything there at home that you're going to be having done or that needs doing in that respect?
No, because pretty much in the town where I live, you know, all the construction has come to a screeching halt because of the economy. The developers have stopped their work. And I really can't think of what would be.
It's not like building a new house. It's just a home that needs to be finished and completed. And that's where I see you, that you can't move into that place before that's completed. So there may be a move ahead there for you, and that's given us some information about it. There's nothing to fear, I can assure you, because if you do relocate, you'll be glad that you did, you know, because it's been given to me with a lot of warmth and a lot of happiness. It's almost like I want to put you on one level. So I don't know whether you'll live in like a bungalow, you know, which is a property which is all on ground level, but it's almost like I see no stairs. Okay?
Yeah, none of the houses out here have like second, you know, like a basement. None of the stories have a basement or a cellar, and most of the houses are just one level. It's very rare that they even have an upstairs.
Oh, is that the case? Okay, well, that's what I can see, just being on one level. All right.
Right.
I think the second week in February next year is going to give you a lot of answers. I think things sort of come to a head at that time, but they're telling me, don't worry, there is nothing to fear. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that's really good, Eugene.
Thank you now, so much. I appreciate your time and your insight.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for getting in touch with the show, and you have a lovely Christmas.
You too. Many blessings.
And
okay,
well, you.
For calling in. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Lakeisha on line next. Lakeisha, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi. May I ask you, Lakeisha, where are you calling from?
Florida.
Okay. And what was the reason for?
I would like to try to get in contact with my little sister. She died in 2001.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Now, instantly, as you say, my little sister, I believe I've got someone here in the spirit world that I want to say that if this is your sister, that when she passed, I want to say to you, it was an accident that this lady went on to the spirit world. Do you understand this? Because I'm aware it was sudden. It's almost as if I shouldn't have passed of when I did. And it's almost as if I want to say to you that your sister must have fought hard, but didn't make it. Okay, so I know that she fought hard and hard, but she didn't quite make it. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you, as your sister makes a connection with me at the moment, it's important why she comes through at the moment there too. So it must be like an important time of the year, whether it's like a birthday or it's a passing around now. It's important why she comes through today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you, as I'm becoming aware of her energy around me, that it's like as if she wants me. Now, she was a very much of a family-orientated kind of a girl when she was here. Is that right? She loved her family. She adored the family, because I know that's what she puts in to me. Is that right? Yeah? And she says to me that she wouldn't miss it for the world. She wouldn't miss being around you. Now, why did she tell me that, even though that, as you said, it's 2001, it's 10 years ago since she's passed, but if I said to you that she hasn't missed one Christmas, she hasn't missed one birthday, she's always been around the vibration. And would I be right in saying that you have felt your sister around your life of late? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me here that she's trying to make your presence known around you. Now, I know as well, she talks to me about that you keep sensing her, particularly around your home. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she says to me that you quite often call out to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me, I hear every word that you have to say. Okay. So, see, she keeps saying to me, you think that she's not listening to you then. Is that right?
You think
that she doesn't hear you or something? Because she says to me, I listen to every word you say and I hear everything that you have to say. And she wants me to say thank you to you at the moment. You'd understand why she would want to say thank you?
No.
Okay. Now, if I said to you then, Lakeisha, that you've just achieved something, you've overcome something in your life of late, because she talks to me that your life, if I look back in your life, it's, I know that you've just come through a very difficult time. Is that right?
Yeah.
And the reason why she wants to say thank you for is because it's like as if she wants me to say to you that you was asking for her guidance every step of the way. And she says to me about that she's been hearing you and she wants to thank you for doing what you had to do to come through at the other end. Because she says to me that there was a point in the middle that it was a little bit rocky, wasn't it, that you thought about not even facing up to it anymore. And she says to me that it's you know, that she's pleased to see that you've come out of it the other side. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So she wants me to say thank you to you for that, okay? But she also wants me to say thank you there for other reasons. Now, would I be right in saying to you that there's a memory place for your sister?
Yeah, there is.
And would I be right in saying to you that you've either been to her memory place of late or you've been placing something for your sister?
Well, I haven't been up there in a long time. I was in Jersey, so.
Okay. So either you've been placing, no, it doesn't mean that you have to be in the place, but have you not bought something or you've placed something for your sister of late then?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's another reason why she wants to say thank you to you, okay? Because it's like as if I've received them, okay? or she knows about whatever it is that you've placed and she wants to give thanks to you for that as well, okay? Now, she says here to me about that you have to dry up the tears. So obviously, Lakeisha, that there's been a few tears that's been shed of late. Is that right?
Yeah, there has.
Okay. And she says to me, you feel as if, you know, life has been one big battle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Because she says to me, she understands. But why did she talk to me about your home? I don't know if you've been thinking of moving or you've just moved or something, but there's something to do with a move, isn't it?
Yeah, I just moved down to Florida in May, so.
Okay, so you've just moved. Okay, that's fine, because she talks to you about the move, okay? So, again, it's just her way of proving to you that she's around your vibration. Now, I know that there's others there in the spirit world that wants to be remembered to you as well. And would it be right in saying that you've been wondering of who your sister is actually with? Well, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I'm becoming aware of a lady here that certainly makes me aware of my stomach, which tells me that this lady would have passed with something to do with her stomach. I believe it's like a see, it's traveling and it's burning. And if anybody have heard me work, I know that I associate that with like a cancer. So I know that this lady would have passed on to the spirit world with like a cancerous kind of a condition of when she was here with us. And I do believe, I want to say to you, that she suffered in silence for a long time because she was maybe not too proud, but I didn't want to burn anyone. I didn't want nobody to know what was wrong with me because I could deal with it on my own. And I believe that that's the way that she would have been. Now, I know I want to link it to your mum's side, your family, because she pulls me towards my mum's side. So do you understand of who she is?
I'm not sure who that could be. I'm not sure.
No, your
probably somebody from my mother's side.
Okay. Your mum is from quite a large family, is that right?
Yes, she is.
Okay. And let's go back a generation in your mum's family. Let me link around your grandmother, okay? Because I believe that she could... I don't believe she is your grandmother. I believe she's grandmother's sister. Because I know that's the...
Oh.
She has a sister that passed away recently, not too long ago.
Be her sister.
Okay, because I know that she's with me as well, okay? And I believe that the two of them have joined me together. I know that I want to see to you that that's where your sister is settling, with this other lady that belongs to your mum's side of the family in the spirit world. And it's like as if they are just gelling their energies as one, because I know I want to come around you and be able to support you at the minute, like a set of crutches, if you like, just to support you throughout your life, one either side of you, because I know it's time now. And, you know, you have been asking the spirit world to come close and to help you, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Give you strength, because I know that... you know, that there's been a situation, I don't know whether it's like with a partner or like an ex-partner
my
or something.
My ex.
And, you know,
it's
a deal of grief, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I believe that that's where the first part of this communication ties in with you, because I know it's been pulling you down to a point where you feel physically exhausted, physically depleted with it. And I know that these two are being supportive there to you, being very, trying to uplift you and to see to you, you know, it's not the end of the road. There is light at the end of the tunnel, okay? Keep your chin up, because I know that these two people in the spirit world are doing exactly what they're meant to be doing, and that's by taking care of you, okay? So don't feel as if you're alone, because you know that you're not, okay? You're very much loved from the spirit world and from those around you at the minute. Now, I don't know, but would I be right in saying that there's something new in your life as well at the moment?
What'd you say?
That there's something new in your life as well?
Something new?
Yeah, whether it's a new relationship or a new friendship or something?
Yeah, a friendship. I mean, I have a whole lot of new friends.
And which one of them is the really supportive one that's really helping you right now?
Yeah, I have one that's, like, helping me right now.
Because I know that that one is the one that your sister talks to me about. That one is there giving you all the help and support they possibly can from where they are in this life, okay? So know that you have help and support from the spirit world and from this world. And know that your sister and the lady that links to your mum's side are very close to you. Who's Rose? Because I know I'm hearing the name of Rose very quietly, very faintly, but Rose.
Rose. My mother's sister name is, they call her Rose, Rosie.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I'm hearing very faintly Rose, okay? Know that these people are there with you, Lakeisha, in the spirit world, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Elizabeth, before we go back to the phone lines, I know that we need to go to a short commercial break here. And I know that if people want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, your host on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, either right here on Blog Talk Radio, MikeSpirit.fm, or even on Spreaker. I know, Elizabeth, it's a busy show, but I do want to say a few things before we go to the next phone line. I know I said last week, and will say again this week, if you want to see me live, if you want to come and watch me work live, or even if you have a venue that you want to put a demonstration on, then please get in contact with us. You can do so in several ways. You can either come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and message me under Mike at MikeSpirit, or even message me at MikeSpirit15 at AOL.com. Okay, so Elizabeth, let's go back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Holly online. Holly, are you there with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
Hi, and may I ask you, Holly, where are you calling from?
Seattle.
Okay. Okay, Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Hello, Holly.
Hello. I love your voice.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you very much. What can I help you with today, Holly?
Well, I was hoping to contact with my brother because his birthday's tomorrow. He died on July 3rd this year. Just kind of thinking about him.
Okay. I obviously, we never know who's going to come through when we do a reading, but obviously I will do my best for you. Now, is there a D name significant to your brother? Because straight away I'm looking at a name like Dave or Don, but he's shown me the initial D as being very important.
I'll have to think about it while you're talking because I'm not sure right now.
Okay, it'll come to you. It will come.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel as I make this link in that your brother is not on his own because I've got a grandmother that steps forward who, to me, feels like she received him. She was waiting for him to come and she collected him. Do you understand that grandmother is over in spirit?
Yes. His grandmother, yes.
Okay, because she's saying that he's not on his own and she feels that that's very important for you to know. I can also hear a dog barking. They make me feel as though there is a loved family pet that's with them too, okay?
Okay.
Now, would you also understand that your brother had some problem, because he's showing me his head. Was there a problem there that affected his head? Because as I look into the spirit world, what I can see is like somebody putting their hand on their head to symbolically tell me, go to that area of my body.
Well, I know he fell 2 days before he crashed and hit his head and passed out. And then we don't know if he crashed, why he crashed.
Okay. Because what he says to me, he keeps showing me his head and he said, this is what happened, this is what the problem is. It was a problem within my head and my brain. And I do believe that the impact of this fall is what led to him unfortunately passing over, okay? And he feels it's important that you know that.
Yeah, we don't know how he died.
Okay, especially if there is a lot of, you know, people unsure and unclear, and very often it's helpful for us to have an answer to know what happened. and to understand.
Yeah, a lot of people. Sorry, honey. Did he have a brain aneurysm, or is it just from the fall from the days before?
What I see is that there was some, as he shows me, I'm not a doctor, obviously. I work psychically, so I can't tell it you really in medical terms. But what I can see almost looks like an impact to the head, but as if the brain looks like it was slowly bleeding in some way, and it had been missed or not picked up properly. He shows like an image of like having a really, really bad headache because of this, and feeling quite nauseous and quite sick is the feeling that he gives to go alongside it. He also makes me feel that he was a little bit like confused about what had gone on and wasn't really clear to tell people about what had happened to him, okay? Because he didn't really understand it fully himself. He makes me feel like it took him by surprise and took him unawares. He shows me that his actual passing, though, was peaceful and that he was free from pain. He feels that that's very important to let people in the family know that. He talks about, is it Joe or George? He says a name that sounds either like Joe or George.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll have to think.
Okay. What he says to me is that your personal relationships need some attention at the moment. And that you have been feeling very anxious and concerned, because he also makes me look at a card that says, if you get nervous, focus on service, which is if you're not knowing what to do with your life or you've got a lot of confusion around you, you need to throw yourself into work. He feels that that's very important right now, because he looks at you going through a stage in your life where there is something that you need to move forward from and let go of the past. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because he's saying, let go, tell her to let go and move on now. The timing now is right. He talks about April, the month of April, as somebody's birthday or anniversary.
Mine. Sorry.
Okay, so he's telling me April is very important for like a birthday or anniversary. And he doesn't want you to feel sad about his passing when April comes, okay? Because is that the first year that you will have been without your brother on your birthday?
Oh, it's not my birthday. I think it's my wedding anniversary. But
okay.
Yeah.
Because it's been given with like, this is the first one, you know, it's like a milestone.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want you to feel sad about that, you know, because it is difficult. So he's saying, no, carry on in your usual way, because know that he will be around you, all right, when that day comes.
Can you give me a message from Monica?
From Monica?
Did
you say
Monica? Yeah, Monica.
Can I give you a message to pass on to Monica, did you say?
Yeah, from James, from my brother.
Okay. What he shows me straight away is, as you're saying that, he waves a set of keys to her. Is she just planning to move house?
Oh, I'm not sure.
You need to say to her, he's sending a lot of love, but he sees that she needs to either relocate or she will be going into a new building, because he's giving me keys to pass on to her. And he's telling her to make that move. It will be okay. It will be all right. He does draw very close to her. What he is conscious of, though, is that he doesn't want her to get stuck in time. He wants her to still follow her dreams and to still move forward. He feels it's important that she is almost given permission from him that it's okay to go out and have fun. He says, because one minute she's all right, and then the next minute she starts thinking about me and can't cope. So she keeps going on a roller coaster ride symbolically, where she's very up and down. She's not finding it easy to deal with. Because she just thinks she's made progress and then she seems to step backwards, and he's concerned about that, and it's almost like he wants to give her permission to move forward. He says to tell her her words were very beautiful, what she either wrote about him or spoke about him. He said the words were very fitting, the words were very beautiful, and he treasures those words. In the spirit world, he's shown me a lovely sapphire for her. So I don't know whether her birthday is in September, but he's shown me sapphire, a sapphire blue. You have to ask her what he means by that, but I know what I could see. And now I don't know if she has any cats, but it's almost like I've seen a kitten, that he's putting a kitten onto her lap. So don't know again if she's a cat lover, but again, this is something you can pass on to her. Okay, if you could, you know, let her know those messages that he sends forward to her. Now, he's just shown me also the initial G, and I want to say a name like Graham or Gary. Okay, he also makes me feel like the month of October is of significance too. So he's giving me that. Oh, that's your birthday. Oh, bless. That's lovely. But he also shows me somebody in uniform. Okay. So I don't know if there's somebody in the police force or in the army or fire brigade, but he's putting somebody very authoritative in front of me who wears this uniform that denotes their profession. And as he says that, he starts to laugh about it as if there is some humorous reason that he would show that. So it's being given in a very positive way, but he feels like...
Go on, sorry.
His nephew is in the Air Force because he taught him how to fly or show him.
Oh, okay. Well, he's very pleased because he's laughing about it, and he gives it in a very like humorous and nice, light, positive way. Okay? So it's his way of remembering his nephew as well. He also talks about a name. Now, I don't know whether I've got this exactly right, but it's T ending in an A. So I don't know if it's Tanya, or Tara, but it sounds like T ending in A. Okay?
Okay.
So that's something that you can look into and think about as well. All right. Okay, Holly, I hope that's helped you today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thanks for joining us on today's show.
Okay, have a wonderful one.
If you remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm, and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later. So thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Angel online. Angel, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, I may ask you, Angel, where you're calling from?
I'm from Surrey in the UK.
Okay, from the UK. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, basically, I lost my dad on the 30th of November.
Okay,
don't tell me too much. Okay, but I just wanted to know whether you could connect.
Okay, bear with me a second, and I'll do my very best here for you. Okay,
thank
and
you.
The link. Okay, not always the ones we want to come through will come through, but I will do my very best there for you now.
Thank you.
Okay, Angel. Now I believe that I want to see to you that this is a gentleman that I am aware of here. A gentleman that I want to see to you. When he would have passed him to the spirit world, I'm aware of my breathing. It's very labored. I want to start gasping for my breath. And I believe this is how this gentleman passed home to the spirit world. Very deeply gasping. And it's almost like as if I can't get enough oxygen into me, can't get enough breath down me. And I want to see that he was left for a little while like this. I believe I want to see to you that I passed before I actually got to where I was supposed to go. So I don't know whether he was meant to go to the hospital or something. But it's almost like as if I need to see to you, I passed before I actually got to be where I needed to be then. Now, I know as well, as he connects you with me, he makes you aware that he's quite a nicely built man in the build of his body before he passed on to the spirit world there. I certainly want to say to you that, you know, quite a nice gentleman in this life as well when he was here with us. Do you understand of who he is?
It does sound like my dad, actually, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, because I know as this gentleman links you with me, he just instantly wants me to catch around you, because I know that's what your dad would have done when he was yours. He wasn't the kind of guy that was shy to show his affection off, because I know I want to be affectionate to you. I want to just say to you about the love that he had there for you when he was with you in this life, because I know that's what he talks to me about. Now, he talks to me about the emotion, and, okay, so there's lots of emotion. There's still lots of emotion here for your dad at the moment, is that right?
Well, certainly for me, yeah, most definitely.
Because he says to me about there's lots of hurt, there's lots of upset.
And yeah.
Would I be and saying that you spend... see, you're not sleeping properly over night time at the moment, do you?
No, I'm not, no.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that you're spending more time sat there with tears rolling down your face thinking of him? Is that right?
Yep.
That's exactly what he gives me, that you spend more time thinking of him, holding on to the memories, okay? And what I'd be right in saying here to you, that there must have been either like today, or it was like first thing this morning, that you thought that you seen him or heard him.
Oh my God, yes, yesterday. It was yesterday.
Okay, that's fine, because again, it's his way of proving to you that he's around your life, because he says to me, but you know that he's been there with you. You understand that he's around your life. And it's like, you know, I've been waiting for all this time for him to come through. And it's almost if I need to say to you that he hasn't really made this communication up until now. This may be his first time, for want of a better word, for him to come through a medium. Is that right?
He only passed only a couple of weeks ago, so that would be his first time, most definitely.
Yeah, because I know that he makes you aware that he's here. And he's here to stay, okay? And he wants me to say here to you that, you know, he's kind of not going anywhere. Now, would I be right in saying that your dad loves this time of year?
I don't know. He was a bit, I don't know, he was a bit of a funny character, to be honest with you. I think he secretly did, but he kind of, I don't know, he's a bit funny.
But he makes me aware it's a good time, okay, let me put this in the right way that you would understand. It's a good time for him to enjoy himself, okay? It's a good time for him to put his hair down. It's a good time for him to relax and be himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you understand that, yeah?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And that's why he tells me that he looks forward to this time, or he would have looked forward to this time of the year. But I know that he tells me that you are not looking forward to this time of the year right now, are you?
Definitely not, no.
And he says to me that it's almost like, you know, if without me sounding offensively or anything, but if you could scrub December out of the diary, then you would do just that there, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would, most definitely. That's exactly how I'm feeling right now.
Because he says to me that, you know, that it's disappointing for you that you feel that way, okay? It's disappointing that, because you always have enjoyed it, haven't you? It's always been the best time of the year.
Yeah,
he says, you know,
absolutely.
Because of obviously the recent events, it's caused, obviously, the emotion. And, you know, I, for one, understand exactly of where you're coming from with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these people in the spirit world, particularly your dad, wouldn't want you to be that way, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if I need to say to you about smoking for some reason. No, I smoke.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Go on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's making me feel quite jealous, because it's like if I want to just blow smoke. I don't know. Have you been thinking of, or you've been trying to give it up or something? There's something to do about the smoking.
Yeah, when my dad was dying, basically, I said to him that I would basically try and give up. I said I couldn't promise, because obviously I had a bit of a situation going on, obviously, with him, because we knew he was dying. But I did say to him that I would try and give up smoking.
Okay. That's fine, as long as you understand it. Okay.
Yeah, I do, completely.
There we are, good, because I know that, you know, this is what he comes through with, okay, about the smoking. Tell about the smoke. Okay. So again, it's just his way of proving to you that you know, he was aware of what you were saying then, and he's aware of what's going on now, okay? So as I said about blowing smoke around you, so obviously you haven't given it up.
No, not yet.
Okay, talk to me about it, you know, and it's, you know, your dad was such a loving man and a lovely man in his character, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. Good character.
And, you know, laid back.
Yeah, he was.
I know I want to be quite relaxed here with you and just say to you, you know, it's time for us to relax, okay? And that's where you need to put around you. Now, he says, let's get down to business, okay? Now, what he means by that, I don't know, but let's get down to business, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that if we get down to business, it's mainly to the point of where I would say to you, he wasn't shy, you know, if he had to give you a good shake to wake you up, he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but he was like, kind of, I don't know, how can I put it? You know, you saying about him being really quite relaxed?
He
I don't know, he never kind of got really stressed, you know what I mean? It was always me and my mum that got really, really stressed. But he would just sort of sit back and then he would just say what he had to say and that would be it. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of person he was. He never used to get really kind of, you know what I mean?
Fine. Because I know this is exactly the way he comes through, okay? And let's get down to business, okay? Because he says, you know, there is a need. Now, I know that you are aware of the spirit world yourself, okay? You understand the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
And he tells me that you could quite easily do of what I'm doing right now is by making a connection. Okay.
He
says to me that you've chosen to, like, put it to one side for now. So I don't know how long ago this was or whatever there, but he tells me about that you kind of put it to one side because right now it's not something that you can deal with. Okay. Right now it's something that we need just to leave to the one side.
Okay. That makes sense.
And he says to me about, you know, new year, new beginning, and let's start again. Okay, and I believe that's what I want to put in front of you, that in the new year, that's when we will be able to build towards it. Okay. Now, I know as well that he says to me here that, I hope it is right, but why did you tell me about that you've had to cancel something as well, haven't you? Or you felt you had to cancel something when he passed or just after he passed?
There was something just before, actually, just before he died that I cancelled, literally a couple of days beforehand because he was, obviously we knew he was very poorly, so I cancelled something then, yeah.
Because he talks to me about that you had to cancel something, okay? He says to me that, you know, in this life, when he was here in this life, that's something that he would have not really done too much about. You know, he didn't like to cancel things. He didn't like to put things on the back burner. If there's something that he had to do, he would do it no matter what, okay? And would it be right in saying that it's almost as if you've thought to yourself, well, I'm going to, whatever that was, I'm going to redo now. Okay, so whether it's like, I'm only using this as an example, man, whether it was like a holiday, then it's rebooked again. Or if, you understand, yeah?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, because he talks to me about it was cancelled, but now it's coming back to the forefront of your mind, okay? And he's saying to you about how pleased he is to see that you're able to overcome those obstacles that life has put in front of us, okay? There's something to do with crystals here for some reason. He keeps showing me crystals. So I don't know what it is with a connection with yourself with crystals. So do you understand of this?
Crystals. Kind of, yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Okay, because the crystal he keeps showing me here is the rose quartz, okay?
Okay.
The rose quartz are... is for energy, isn't it?
Okay.
And I believe that that's what I want to put in front of you, that the energy from the rose quartz is going to be right there for you. So I don't know if you have these crystals yet or if you're going to be given these crystals.
Not a rose quartz, but I am kind of aware. I have been thinking about buying some, to be honest.
Okay.
But I'm definitely going to get one of them.
Because I know that the rose quartz, you know, it kind of loses its color. You put it in front of the window and kind of regains its color. And that's as it charges up there, okay? And I believe that's what I want to put in front of you. It's like as if I want to give you a surge of energy at the moment, because I know that's what you need, okay?
Yeah.
So notice the surge of energy comes around you, that it's your dad in the spirit world trying to do his best there for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
You seem to be, don't listen to them all. Don't listen. So who's the one that's trying to, or there must be either one or there's a few of them that's trying to put you down or something. Do you understand of this? Don't listen to them all.
Yeah,
okay, you have to do what you feel is right, and you know, stop blaming yourself. You've done the right thing in the end. Do you understand?
Oh gosh, yes. Mhm.
Okay. And he tells you know exactly what I'm talking about. You.
Yes.
Okay,
because
the one thing that when you saw him or heard him, that's what you was thinking about at the time.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, good. Because he says to me that, you know, that's what you need to hear is the things that's right around you, not all the little chit chat that goes on, if you know what I mean, yeah?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, where's the photograph of your dad then?
I've got loads in photo albums, but I've been thinking
don't tell me.
Okay. All right.
Because he tells me about the photograph and he says, tell her where's that photograph. So, if there's one that you've been thinking and I just about caught what you just said about getting one. Now, I know I want to say to you, you want to put it up on the wall, but make it bigger, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he talks to me about making it bigger, okay? And I know that I want to say that to you, that as he talks to me about making it bigger, I know that it's going to be framed and it's going to be put up on the wall, so I know that you've already chosen of where it goes. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay. See, it's just his way of proving to you that he's around you. He hasn't gone anywhere, but simply to the next dimension of life, simply to what we believe to be the next dimension of life, to be the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
You know, he keeps talking to me about this bond, this love bond. Now, is it your mum is still here then? Where's your mum?
Yes, she is. My mum's still here, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, so there's a problem with your mum right now then, is there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because I know I want to say to you about the problem, because he addresses about your mum, and I know as he addresses your mum, that he says to me here about, we need to let your mum know that he's fine, that he understands, okay? He understands about your mum.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whatever that problem is with your mum, know that your dad is doing his best from where he is in the spirit world. Does that help you a little bit there, Angel?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, no problem at all. Well, remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, look up in the archives and you should be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. Because you're in the UK, probably sometime tomorrow, I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Okay, Elizabeth. I know that we heard a little bit there about the chat room. Yeah, the chat room was closed down because of people posting silly little things. And, you know, but this is spiritual radio. This is, you know, full of love, light. And if people want to be so narrow-minded, that's up to them. But, you know, we will continue on and soldier on no matter what, because we are that, just spiritual beings, Elizabeth. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I believe that we have Pat online. Pat, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. What was the reason that you called in for their part?
I would like to connect with my mother, whose anniversary of passing was yesterday.
Okay. Please don't tell us no more, Pat, okay? So it's up to me or Elizabeth to make that connection and to tell you all about it, okay?
Okay.
Elizabeth, you okay there?
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, thanks for joining us today. I'll do my best to connect to Mom for you. But as you know, as a medium, we can't make that link. It's up to them to come through to us. So I'll give you what I get for you. You okay? And I'll do my best. And straight away, I've pulled some cards out for you, Pat. And I've got the Archangel Raphael card, which is a lovely card because that's all about healing. So it's about you receiving healing from the spirit world, but it's about your healing work and you helping to heal other people as well. And would you understand that Mom, when she was here, made your childhood very, very special, but was a very hard-working lady?
Oh, yes.
Because the lady that I've got coming through says this to me. She said, I tried so hard and I worked my fingers to the bone because I believe my family is the most important thing to me. And there is nothing that this lady would not do for you. She's very persistent to me in saying that she did everything she could do for you. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
And I know she wants to say that you repaid that over and over to her because she tells me that you were a wonderful daughter and you did everything you could do for her at the end of her life. Do you understand?
I sure did.
She says that you were waiting on her hand and foot and you were meeting all her needs, that you were running round after her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And she thanks you for that because she says, I know that that could not be easy for you. And she laughs because she says, I hope I didn't give you too much of a hard time. Because she says, before the end, she says, I was not my normal personality because I wasn't in my normal, I wasn't in my normal mindset. My mind was not how it would be as she wants you to remember her.
That's right.
So she's not thinking straight. You know, her mind has succumbed to the illness. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And she's quite anxious that you understand that that wasn't her. She wants you to remember her as this lovely, hard-working lady that did absolutely everything that she could do for her daughter, although she repays you for the favour. She says, now I'm in spirit, you know, I'm back to my normal self. She's got a lovely energy and she's very busy. She's one of these people that doesn't want to sit still, okay?
Right. Uh-huh.
And do you remember that about her?
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and she's very busy. She's doing everything. She loved Christmas and she she would deck the house out beautifully. She would cook all like little biscuits and cookies and lovely Christmassy things. She did her best to make it so special. She wants you to carry on like her traditions that she
would do.
I am. Now, I'm sure you are. Now, have you got a special vase that you put flowers in that was belonging to Mom?
I don't know about a special vase, but I did put... actually, I went to the cemetery and I put artificial poinsettias in the hole in the ground on the grave, so that could be why she's saying
that. Oh, okay. Because she just showed me something like that I can see. Now, that is because she's saying she was watching what you were doing for her. And she appreciates the gesture. But she says, you can do that anywhere. You don't have to go there to do it because I'm around you and I'm watching whatever place that you're in. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So she says, don't just think that's where I am because I'm not. Now, what's interesting is she talks about John or Jane. Okay, she showed me a name, which is J with an N, and it's John or Jane. Okay.
I had an Uncle John who passed some years back.
Okay, is that on Mom's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay, then she's with this man.
Could it be Joan?
Yes, if it's J with an N. because yes. those are the two letters that I can see, all right?
Yes, there's a Joan, her sister.
Okay, because she showed me these and she makes me feel that it's very important, you know, mm-hmm. that there is a strong bond between them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, was there somebody in the family that went into hairdressing?
Yes, there is someone, a cousin, yeah.
Because she's quite pleased about it, because Mom says she liked her hair always done in a certain way. And
right.
she thanks you for doing her hair for her and
I did her hair in the later years.
Okay, and making her feel special, because
mm-hmm.
even though when she was getting older, you knew that she liked to have her hair done correctly, and you honoured mm-hmm. that. And so she's quite pleased about this cousin in you know, on earth who's going into hairdressing, because she's got quite a vested interest
mm-hmm.
into that. She also talks about somebody who works in a retail or in retail management, because she showed me like a big...
She did.
Oh, she did.
For many years.
Okay. Because she showed me, like, I mean, in England we call them shops, and I know in USA you call them stores. But she
yes.
showed me what I would say a large store, you know.
Yes.
And she was in some kind of management there, because she said that she liked everything absolutely correct and she liked to organise it. And she feels that she was excellent at her job. She was very well respected at work.
Very much so. She says
that people where she worked would even talk about her now. She's got some kind of legacy that she set an awful lot of things up, and she really put new ideas there into that job. And those things were carried on as a result of your mom working in there. So she's quite proud of that achievement, which is absolutely lovely. And
yes.
she talks about this with great pride and great affection, which is wonderful. Okay.
Yes.
She's talking about something to do with you altering the outside of where you live. Not the inside. She's looking at the outside of the property.
The only thing I did was put up a wreath and a decorative rug and a plant outside. I don't know, maybe a few little flowers. That's about all.
Well, she's been watching you alter things and doing things there, but she's just shown me something interesting. Have you been having some trouble with plumbing or water supply?
Oh, God, I hope not. I hope not.
It's just that she just showed me something to do with pipework and plumbing, okay?
Yeah.
So
it was in the past. I hope not again.
Oh, maybe. Was it quite significant in the past?
Very much so. Oh, yes.
That's okay. That's what it is. Don't worry.
Okay.
They don't normally show me anything negative that's coming up. So it's
good.
Just something she's got as like
something in the past, big. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she's laughing about it, but it makes me feel like it was quite serious at the time. Although she sees the funny side of it now. At the time, it wasn't funny. You know, it was quite a serious matter. And it's just you knowing that this is Mom, because she's given you this information as validation, you see.
Right.
So she's
seeing anything that's going on around me now or coming up or anything like that.
Let me just put that over to her for you. She says, look out for somebody with the name of Mary.
That was my grandmother. I had a grandmother, Mary. Two grandmothers.
Okay. Now, have you got anything linked to her, like an item of jewelry?
Yes, I have quite a few good things.
Because she wants you to get that on and wear it so it's out there, that people can see it, because it's almost like it's hidden away.
Yeah, I haven't been wearing it too much lately because I have some little rings, her wedding rings, but I've been afraid to wear them lately, so
okay.
I have been putting them away.
Okay, it's almost like she wants them to be seen. But she says that you also have somebody coming up for you next year with the same name of Mary or Marie that will be coming into your life. So not just grandma. I know grandma's over in spirit, but you've got somebody new coming in that's got the same name as grandma, okay?
Was she going to be helping me or something? Or is there some reason that...
It's going to be a good reason that she comes in. She's saying also that you've had some difficulties at present, but when you have these difficulties, you try and cope with everything by yourself, and that sometimes we need help from another source, from another person.
Yeah, I've been trying to get help. There has been somebody helping me a little bit.
Okay, so she's saying,
get
other help in. Don't be so independent.
Because I have a gentleman helping me with a few things right now.
Oh, well, that's excellent. Then you're doing the right thing, because she sees that as very beneficial, that somebody steps in to get order and get things sorted out for you. She says that finances will improve, and I do think that's in about 4 to 6 months' time for a time frame for you. So she says that finances will improve and get better.
Yeah, they've been pretty bad.
Okay, well, I thought perhaps they had been for her to say that to you. All right.
Are you, you pick up on animals?
I do, yes.
Well, there's an animal that, not in spirit, but I have a very close neighbor, and I've become very close to one of one cat they own that I've been helping when they go away, I take care of. And the cat's been missing now for 2 days, and we're all frantic. We don't know where the cat went. Do you think we'll find her?
Well, can you tell me her name? Because I usually work with...
Believe it or not, her name is Simon, but we call her Sci-Sci.
Sci-Sci. And what color is she?
She's a Siamese with sort of a gray and white look. She's a very delicate little cat.
Okay. Now, I do pick up that she feels to me that she's only within about a 2 mile radius. She doesn't feel that she's far away. She feels that she's remained quite local, but I see her being taken into somebody else's house. I don't think
that's
she's
what
wondering.
I felt. Yes, I felt that. Will they get her
and
back?
I feel that somebody else wants to keep her. And I think you're going to have to put a lot of flyers out and posters.
She's got some around the complex, but I told her to put them in the supermarket and all, too.
Yeah, she needs to come a little bit further afield now, because she is, to me, it's around about 2 miles away where I feel her. And I'm not obviously familiar with where you live, but I see her situated not far from a children's park and play area.
Hmm.
I look at the number 11, like I look at 1 and the 1, to do with where she's been taken to. But I feel like somebody's got her, but they want to keep her, you know.
She's beautiful. She's very beautiful. If they offer a reward and maybe put it on Craigslist or something, that they will bring her back or put a post up?
That would be the best way. I think the lure of a reward would certainly be helpful. And to work on an emotional level of saying that the owner is absolutely heartbroken, to make somebody feel a little bit guilty, would be the best way forward, because they've become quite attached to her, I feel, and they're going to find it quite difficult to part with her. So I think working on somebody's emotions really is the best way. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a message to her that we're doing our best to get her home.
Okay.
And I'm going to call upon, like, my spirit guides to help with that. And if you could drop me a line and let me know how you get on, if you want to add me onto Facebook, which it's Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and if you could drop me a line and let me know how you get on, I would be very grateful to know the outcome.
On the Facebook?
Elizabeth.
Or do you have an email?
Yeah. I do. It's animalexpressions@hotmail.com.
at hotmail.
.co.uk.
.com.uk?
It's .co.uk.
Animal Expressions at hotmail.
co.uk. co.uk.
co.uk. Yes, I'll let you know if we have any anything positive about that. Just quickly, does she see anyone in my life or coming in my life as far as a relationship?
I look at about 6 months' time where I feel relationships that are favoured for you, and I also look at the initial R as being significant to do with that.
Someone around me has been around me for a long time with that initial.
Oh, really?
Is this a person or someone I've known a long time? A friend.
Well, that's what she's showing me, is that initial and 6 months' time. So I can only give you what that I pick up on that they're sending me, okay?
Uh-huh. So that looks significant in 6 months' time.
That's what I'm being shown spiritually.
Mm-hmm. You don't get any more about that person, huh? How to identify them?
I don't know. The only thing that I do pick up on, there is pounds, well, dollar signs, let's say, because in the UK we'd say pound signs, dollar signs around them, which to me would mean that they work in a financial job or business.
Hmm. Not at this time, but...
Okay, so if they're, for instance, their career was like an accountant or working in the bank, but something of a financial nature, because they show me the, if you like, dollar signs, but they show
person might be coming into some money.
Oh, okay, that would make sense then, because it's all to do with finances.
Mm-hmm. This person may be getting some money.
Oh, okay, then if you understand it in that way, that's what I'm being shown. It's a financial thing around this person.
Interesting.
Okay,
so,
well,
certainly were very accurate, Elizabeth, on so many levels, and you certainly were in tune with my mother very much so. In every specific detail, you were very, very good. And I will email you and let you know how we make out with the cat.
Thank you so much.
I wish you both a very happy holiday season and prosperous new year.
Oh, bless you. And the same to you. Have a lovely Christmas, won't you?
Thank you. And bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pat. And thank you for calling in. And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm. We'll be able to receive a copy of that reading.
Thank you very much, Pat. Bye now.
Okay, and before we go back to the phone lines here, Beth, I know it's time is ticking away. If people want to call in, I think there still might be just a little bit of time left. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm.
The home of the People Psychic.
Okay, well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome you listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Elizabeth, it's a busy show, let's just say that, isn't it?
Well, that's what I like about your show, Mike. You're always really busy, and it's lovely, isn't it? I'd much rather be busy. And interesting callers you've had this evening.
Yeah, well, you know, I know that there's a few more callers online, so let me go straight back to the phone lines. And I think I might get myself into a bit of trouble here, but I think it's Leticia. Are you there with us?
Yes, hey.
Hi, did I say it right?
Yeah, Tisha.
Okay. Can I ask you where you're calling in from?
From Utah.
And what was the reason that you called in for?
Oh, I just want a general reading.
Okay.
Or whatever you pick up first. I don't really...
Okay, well, bear with me a second, and let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I know I'm aware of a lady that makes a connection here with me, and I know that this lady makes me feel quite as if I want to slouch back in my chair, and I know that that's the way that she would have been towards the end of her life. It's almost as if she would have had to know that her life took the turn for the worse then for want of a better, because I know I'm quite confined, quite restricted as I'm sat here with this lady. I believe that she links to your mum's side, your family of when she was yours, because I know that I want to pull towards my mum's side, so I know it's your mum's side. I'm also aware to say to you, when this lady was here with us, that she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world as well, because I know I'm starting to see her slim down towards the end of her life there. So I know that I want to say to you about her slimming down before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that I want to say to you that she wasn't very big of a build anyway, okay? And it was quite heartbreaking to see this lady lose that much weight before she passed. So do you understand of who she is?
Yeah, that's Grandma.
Okay. And I know as she makes a connection with me, she wants me to say to you that, you know, she kind of kept all of her pains and suffering to herself for a long time, didn't she, before she actually told anyone that she wasn't well. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know as she makes a connection here with me at the minute and she comes around you. Now, I would say to you that you're very similar to this lady. Even to look at her, it's not obviously I can't see you, but it's like looking at her, because she says to me that you're very similar, not only in your character, but in your features as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I know as well as she also makes that connection that she says here to me that, you know, that it kind of, without me sounding this wrong, but you kind of took her path in very hard. You took it really bad. Is that right?
Yeah, I can be very blunt to people, and I think I put people off because of that. But I don't know how else to be. It's me.
And I suppose that's the only way to be honest, to be yourself. But she
yeah.
doesn't you know that you kind of took it hard. It was heartbreaking for you to lose this lady, because not only that she would have been like your family, but she would have been like your best friend, because it's like if you gelled together as one, because I know that the bond that you had between you was very strong, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she says to me here that since she's been in the spirit world, what have you written saying that you, it's got harder and harder for yourself to kind of adjust to the way that things are in your life at the moment? I know that it's been difficult. Your life has been quite difficult since she's passed. Is that right?
Yeah, it looked like the whole family fell apart, and it seemed like I took the brunt of the falling out, you know? So everybody's now they're kind of they're doing okay, but I'm the one for some reason that's kind of I don't know what to tell you.
That's exactly what she's trying to say to me. Okay, that it's been very difficult. You had to carry the can. I know it's been you know, but you're the kind of person that's kind of just shrugged that off on me. You know, it's bothered me about it. Because I mean, that's the kind of way that you had to be about this, okay? That you kind of just pushed it away and thought, you know, I am me. I'm going to be myself, like it or leave it, okay? But she says to me, you know, it's a good thing that you're able to be strong about it, be positive, okay? Now, she talks to me about your life in general here, and I want to say to you that you know, you're wanting so much to change in your life at the moment. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's so much because everything right now is out of order. So, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
This is something that you wanted to change so much. You want things to start to settle down now. You want it to start to come right. Okay. You wanted it to come right now. Okay. And she just wants me to say to you that, you know, as she links her vibration around you, she wants me to say to you that she wants this all to come together. So let's bring the family back together if we can. Because she says, you know, that she would have loved to do that, particularly at this time of the year. She would have loved the family to be around her. Now, she talks to me about, is it your lights? What's been the problem with your lights then in your home?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What's been the problem with your lights in your home?
My lights and where I'm living at right now, I think they're draining my battery, and it's causing me to, like, kind of switch out my battery a lot.
That's...
And it's just, I think it's shorting everything in the house.
As long as you understand that, because she says to me, Tara, we know about her lights, okay?
Yeah,
so
I know what she's talking about. Yeah, I do.
It's your way of proving to me that she's around your vibration, isn't it? Okay? Now, she says to me about, like Elizabeth said, that she's not a doctor, neither am I. But why would I say that to you about tablets? Would you understand that you've been, like, changing your tablets, or you've just finished your tablets or something?
My books?
Your tablets. Your medication.
Oh, my medications. I don't... Okay, well, that's kind of tricky, sis. But, I don't know what to tell you about that either. That's kind of touchy. But I need to be on some medicine. But I don't know. What is she talking about, though? I know I am supposed to be on some medicine, but I'm not taking them right now.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so if you are supposed to be on medication and you're not taking them, well, that's what she addresses, okay, about the medication. Because the first thing she said to me there, tell her about the tablets, okay, which is medication, obviously, in the U.S. But she's really seen you look around and know what's going on. I'm going to be right in saying that she refused to take her medication towards the end of her life. Is that right?
Who, my grandma?
Yes.
How was she? I think it was because they were getting into a lot of arguments, and she didn't want to eat, and she didn't want to take a medication. I don't know to what extent, but there was some issue around that, but I don't really know too much about it, you know?
Okay.
So I don't know what happened.
And she makes her way out of the medication. She didn't want to take the medication anymore.
It irritated her stomach.
Maybe I understand.
That's what it was.
I'm not saying that's wrong or it's right or whatever. It's not for me to cast any of my opinion on it at all. But she says to me about about the medication here. So obviously, if you need to start taking your medication, or you should be, and you're not, then know that your grandmother knows about it. Okay, and she's here again, proving to you that she's in your life. Now, why don't you talk to me about you understand this from a little bit, but you're kind of at the same way. I don't know, I'm not quite sure. So would you understand that's yourself at the minute? You're not quite sure about the spirit world or something?
No, not that. Well, I'm still thinking about the tablets, and I'm like, okay, what exactly? Because I know right now I'm coming down with a cold, and I need to go buy some medicine, but then I know I'm into herbs, and I need to be taking my herbs, but then I don't know what she's talking about, that. And then there's another issue about medicine. Everybody wants me to get on some type of medicine, but there's nothing wrong with me. They just don't like how I think about the spirit world. So they think I'm crazy because I believe in the spirits. So I don't know which one she's talking about. I should be on medicine for the cold, or if I should be on my herbs, or if she talks. Does she think I'm crazy too and I need to be on medicine, crazy medicine? So I don't know which one she's talking about.
Far from being crazy. Far from that, okay? I know it's more of a health thing, okay? So if it's for a cold, or whether it's like a long-term thing, or whether it's the herbs, I don't know. But I know it's nothing to do with being crazy, okay? I know it's to do
You know what? before I got on this phone, though, I was going through my stuff, and I found a whole packet of, because I have a cold, and I have this, that postnatal stuff, and I picked up a whole, like, packet of it, and I threw it to the side. But I was thinking I need to go ahead and take this stuff up because, you know, because when I'm at work, I'm a customer service rep, you know, I'll be coughing like I have, like a bout of coughing, you know, and it's not like I'm sick, but the coughing is just, like, very annoying, especially when I'm trying to talk and explain things to customers. So I kind of threw the tablets aside. Okay, well, that would be it, though. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That would be exactly what she talks about, okay? Because I know that she comes here. You know, she just wants me to prove to you her existence around you, okay? And she says to me, you know, never mind of what anybody else says or believes or whatever. You keep your faith strong because I know it doesn't matter what we believe in this life. If we have a faith in something, it will carry us through this life. And that's what I need to put around you. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah, it does. Okay.
Well, remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. In my archives, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, yourself. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Elizabeth, we're almost at the end. And I say almost because we just have a few more minutes left. I'm not going to take any more callers. I will apologize first to all the people that was on the phone lines waiting. It seems to be as if we've run out of time yet again. I know it's been a very busy show. Elizabeth, I've loved having you on the show, as always. An amazing guest.
I've loved being on your show, Mike. Thank you for asking me again today. And, of course, it was our Christmas cracker show, wasn't it?
Christmas cracker. But you know, before we go, I want to bring on the producer. I want to bring on Robert. Robert, are you there with us?
I am now.
There he is. Robert, I just want to take this time, whilst we've still got a few minutes left, to really thank you for being behind the show every step of the way. And as you heard me and Elizabeth speak in the very beginning of the show about how we both feel it's grown from strength to strength. And it's only thanks to yourself of having you behind us. Behind the scenes, because I know that your job is a very difficult job that you do, taking all the calls and, you know, putting them in order and, you know, maybe typing them wrong for me to say wrong things. I know you giggle sometimes when you make me say wrong things, but, you know, that's a part and parcel, isn't it, of the show. And Robert, I want to say to you live on air, thank you very much for the work that you've done for me and my guests and for the callers. It's been quite a few months now, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's been a journey, believe me. But no, I do. Thank you for the, you know, the compliment, and yeah, it is a difficult job. When you have a lot of callers who are in there and they're waiting to get to you, and I have to communicate with some of these people, it's okay. I mean, these people that who I get to talk to, they hear my voice, and I don't say a whole lot. I just say, "Can I have your first name, please?" And some of them want to know where they are in the queue, and it's really hard for me to tell them that. But it's just like I say, it's a very busy show. I do sweat sometimes. So,
well, Robert, you know, as I said, you know, thank you very much. It's been absolutely amazing having you work with me since I've come over to this network. It's been it's been busy, but, you know, as Elizabeth just said, quite rightfully did it as well.
Okay.
You would rather be that way.
Well, you got to understand, I got to listen to these shows day in and day, every time we do them. I'm in listening to them, make sure the sound's okay, and if something should happen, I got to get her back up and running. But you guys are amazing. Everything that I've heard, you know, all these different readings and stuff. It, you know, I just don't sit here and not listen. I'm actually working while you guys are talking, and sometimes I stop working because I'll hear something that'll spark my interest, and I'll, oh wow, you know, there looks like you're getting right on it. So good job.
You know what, Robert? You're gonna have to have a reading next time I'm on.
Oh really? Now that,
yeah, I'd love to do one for you.
Oh good God. I'm troubled. If you're doing the animals and the cats and all the everybody, I think I'm going to be in trouble. So.
Well, we don't have time on this show, Elizabeth, because, as you know, we are out of time. We have literally about three minutes, if that, left on the show. But, you know, we'll certainly sort something out in the new year. And don't forget, you know, that we have that show lined up for the believer and the non-believer, which I'm quite looking forward to hosting, actually. And that will be coming up in January, and that's January the 21st. Let me make sure I'm not giving anybody any wrong information, because I'm like that. You know, I give you the information and say I lied. But no, I'm actually correct on that one. It's the 21st of January, which is a Saturday, which obviously is not the usual Sunday show, but I'm looking forward to hosting that show. And I know that this is supposed to be the last show of the year, but, you know, Beth, there's no hold up year for Robert. I know that we've scheduled another show in before the end of the year, and this is going to be... Actually, I'm looking forward to this one. It's going to be actually a four-hour show. I know. Wow, isn't it? 4 hours. That's going to be on Thursday, the 29th of December, and that's going to be... starting right here on Mike Spirit FM. Listen out for the advertisements. It will be advertised through the Facebook pages.
Right.
So, you know, come and join us on the Facebook. I'm down as Mike Davis Medium. Add me as a friend and you'll get all the advertisements. It's Elizabeth Lee hyphen Crowther. I know that you can get hold of Elizabeth that way. But, you know, it's set next year is to be a very busy show. I know I've got some amazing guests lined up for the beginning of the year. I know that all of January is all booked in so far. So, you know, it's all going well.
Yeah. Now, we got to remind everybody that that show we're going to have for 4 hours is going to be on two different networks as well.
Yes, we're going to have 2 hours starting. That's why I said starting on MikeSpirit.fm. That's, and I'm going to give the UK times, and then Robert can give us the USA times. The UK start time is going to be 10 p.m. until midnight on MikeSpirit.fm. And then it's going to continue from 12:30 till 2:30 a.m. On GH Talk Radio. Again, it will all be on Blog Talk Radio. The information will be given out through the duration of the show. So, Robert, let's get this right. 10 p.m., it's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, isn't it?
That's right.
So it's going to be 5 till 7 Eastern Standard Time, and then 7:30 until 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that's the 29th of December. I'm going to have two, possibly three guests on that show. I know one of them is... Matthew James, and I know that my listeners would remember Matthew James. He's an absolutely fantastic medium, a fantastic worker for the spirit world. And Beth, it might be an idea if you join us on that show as well.
Okay, just let me know and I'll be there. No worries.
Okay, well, as I say, you know, it's set to be a busy show. I know, Robert, once again, thank you very much. You've been an absolute diamond. So from me and from Elizabeth, I'll say good night. Good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sleep Manics, and we tune in every week.